SBS Radio. Nieuws, actualiteiten en inspirerende verhalen. In je eigen taal. Praat mee. sbs.com.au/dutch.
Sydney heeft vanaf vandaag een fietsburgemeester, Sarah Im. Ze wordt vanmorgen benoemd. Nou ja, het is niet een officiële burgemeester, vertelt ze. Sarah, you will be appointed the first bicycle mayor of Sydney. How did that come about?
Dr. Stephen Fleming, who is one of the co-founders of the NGO Cyclespace in Amsterdam. Dr. Fleming is basically the first to announce the prevalence and the growth of bicycle-oriented architecture around the world. And basically, he said to me, you know, I think you would be really good for this role as the bicycle mayor of Sydney, because in 2016, as we know, cycling really slowed in its growth in Sydney because of the fines that came out from New South Wales government. And he said to me, you know, what you're already doing as the founder of Vélo à Porter is basically showing people how you can achieve a bicycle lifestyle in a place like Sydney. You would be a great ambassador for cycling. In Amsterdam, they had a long process where they had a selection committee, and they basically found Anna Luton.
Who was the first bicycle mayor of Amsterdam?
Yes, of Amsterdam. And basically, because Sydney is in such a bad state with cycling, he said, let's get two influencers, two highly influential people to basically support you in this role. And I said, okay, sure. So let me go and find out who I can. And what's happened is that Mike Tomalaris of SBS Television, who I'm sure you know, and also Sell Bikes, one of the only online retailers of bicycles who basically stepped into the bicycle advocacy sphere, have basically said, yes, we would be delighted to support you, Sarah. We have confidence that you can help to change the face of cycling here in Sydney. So that's how it all kind of came about.
So actually, the city of Sydney has little to do with it.
Correct, correct. This is a community-oriented, non-political role. And so the city of Sydney, I speak to them regularly, and they're very supportive of this role, and I think that it will help, again, to grow Sydney further when it comes to bicycles and getting more people to, you know, enjoy the bicycle as a mode of transport.
Is Sydney doing enough at the moment, in your opinion, to help the cyclist?
I think that Sydney has done a lot. Yeah, certainly. Clover Moore, I mean, you know, she's a visionary in terms of how she's basically helped to change the landscape of Sydney and mm-hmm. to get more people on bicycles. I think it's an opportune time with a new New South Wales government to basically renew and refresh the dialogue when it comes to seeing the bicycle as a solution for, you know, a lot of the problems that not just Sydney faces, like, you know, congestion and obviously the rise of obesity. You know, I think we can all do a bit more to help pitch in and to help see the bicycle as a solution to living in a congested city like Sydney.
You've been blogging weekly on Vélo à Porter.
Vélo à Porter started because every day when I used to cycle into the city, because I used to be an investment banker, people would remark at my appearance. I would be wearing a dress and heels and makeup and jewelry and, you know, all of this. And I would just ride in. You know, it struck me one day when I was in the lift that a very senior banker said to me, did you cycle in dressed like that? I had never met him before, but somehow he knew. So, you know, this combined with people stopping me on the street saying, how do you do this? Kind of made me think, well, maybe I should write a blog about this. Because I'd been cycling, you know, for four years. I would drop my children off in the cargo bike at school and childcare. And then I'd come home and change bikes and then take, you know, a regular bike into the city. And
how far away from the city do you live?
So I live in Surrey Hill, which is not far away.
It's relatively flat
kilometers.
From Surrey Hills to the city?
Flat.
No?
No, it's not flat at all.
No?
Surrey Hills is full of hills. You know, initially I started out with a cargo bike that has an electric motor boost, because a 32 kilo cargo bike with two kids and myself is impossible. It's not an e-bike conversion. That's how it came about. And we've all enjoyed it. My children have enjoyed, you know, being in the cargo, because now they love to ride their own bicycles. They're aware of the sensation.
Now, having ridden a bicycle all my life, basically, you know, most of us grew up riding a bike. Yes, you didn't dress in sort of sporty gear at all. You went in your work gear, you went in your school gear, but high heels I have not tried.
You know, it's a revelation.
Cycling. Is it?
Yes, because there's numerous benefits. Basically, you know, it's not easy walking in high heels. So, you know, cycling in heels is much easier because instead of having to park somewhere with your car and then walking this immense distance to your destination, you can just pull up to wherever the closest post is to the front door of wherever you're going,
yeah.
lock up there, and then just walk those few steps in. And then you might have to stand around for the event or whatever, but, you know, at least you have that freedom on your bicycle where you're not standing. The other thing that's quite funny and interesting is that when I wear heels on a bicycle, people notice me. And
right.
that is a good thing for my safety when, you know, on the roads in Sydney, that people see that I'm a woman and I'm, what? She's wearing heels?
Yeah.
So they're aware of my presence and they will make space for me. And all of that's very beneficial.
So what do you think needs to be done to encourage people to use their bikes more in the cities?
It's sharing knowledge, basically. I mean, it's a couple of things. I want to, at the individual level, show people that it is possible to bicycle in Sydney, and an e-bike is the perfect solution. The other thing that I want to do is that I want to basically influence the New South Wales government, specifically the ministers for health, education, roads, and planning, to see that basically the bicycle is a solution for a lot of the issues that we face here in Sydney. Again, you know, a lot of kids don't know how to ride a bike. A lot of, was it like two-thirds of all adults in Australia are considered obese. And the congestion, I think 2017, Andrew Constance said, is like supposed to be the worst year for congestion because of all of the roadworks.
Yeah, that's true.
And, right? Yeah. And the bicycle basically is a way to basically get through all of those problems, you know, and to make your life better. And it's just, I think, showing people on an individual basis as well as the government that things can be better with a bicycle.